Harvest is just around the corner, and we take a look at what farmers are seeing from north central to southern Indiana. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. It's been a brutal growing season for many northern and central Indiana farmers, from a cold, wet spring to summer storms and flooding. But as harvest remains weeks away in some areas, farmers across southern Indiana are already getting a jump on the 2026 harvest. CJ Miller reports.
We started on Tuesday. A lot of guys in our area are running now, mainly corn. There has been some beans cut here and there.
That's J.R. Reisner, who farms in DuBois County in southwestern Indiana.
The crops are definitely maturing fast, and moistures are in the low to mid-20s on a lot of corn that we're seeing.
Even though the recent heat has been helping with dry down, he says it's been a challenge for those working out in the field to get the crop harvested.
You know, from a farmer perspective, it's not been much fun this week. We've been, you know, hovering in the southern part of the state here right around, 100 degrees. And it's been a pretty miserable week. But, you know, outside of the heat, everything seems to be going pretty good.
So how are corn yields looking so far?
They're looking pretty good. We've definitely had some issues throughout the growing season. We had a tremendous amount of rain during pollination. So there's a little bit of pollination problem out there. Not terrible, but I'm not sure we're going to hit what we did last year. We had an extremely good crop last year, but good crop. I'm not sure we're going to break any records.
Which diseases have been impacting corn yields down south this year?
We're seeing some anthracnose. You know, we've had some tops dying out. We've had some southern rust set in late here. I'm not sure if it did much damage or not. It might have taken off a little bit, but maybe just a little bit of diplodia. I don't think it's going to be an issue on quality, but we have seen a little bit of that as well.
And even though there's been a recent rally in the grain markets, Reisner says the spike in diesel fuel has added an extra financial squeeze to this year's bottom line.
We're probably hovering around that $5 range for off-road diesel. Just the timing and everything of the price spike here has really been unfortunate.
Hear more from DuBois County farmer J.R. Reisner at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
See agriculture in action at the 64th Annual Farm Science Review, September 22nd through 24th at the Molly Caron Agricultural Center near London, Ohio. Experience the latest equipment, technology, and innovations from leading agricultural companies. Learn from Ohio State experts and connect with others shaping the future of agriculture. Save with discounted pre-sale tickets, available at participating Ohio State Extension offices, select agribusinesses, or online at fsr.osu.edu.